Okay. Sim Mem Zayin Sif Yud Aleph is discussing machlokes about how often one's required to make birchas haTorah. So machlokes, is there a bracha you make once a day, and that covers the entire day? Or is it just in that entire time span? So if a person would sleep, then that would be a hefsek, even in the middle of the day, and then they would be required to make a new bracha, certainly at nighttime. So that's a little bit the brief background. We'll see. He's going to explain it more in Yud Aleph. Shnas keva biyom amitaso have hefsek. So the Mechaber writes, if you take a set nap, so how long do you think is a set shluff? What a time frame on it. How long do you think it would be?
39?
Perfect. That's the halacha. 30 minutes. You take a 30-minute nap during the day, which is not unheard of. Okay. Or we'll add to that. We'll imagine what if after nighttime you come home, shkia is 5:30, person wants to lie down for a half hour before going back out to learn. So take the half hour nap, so that's a hefsek. And then, according to this, you'd have to make a new birchas haTorah. And the machlok says no. Some say it's not. V'chein nohagu. The minhug that we follow is that it's not. But it sounds like, we'll see now, the person certainly could make a birchas haTorah, even though the minhug is definitely not like that. So the Mishnah says out in Chaf Hey, v'chein nohagu. This is the minhug to treat it as not that it's not a hefsek, and therefore you would be able to keep going. It's a great thing to go make a bracha. So many rishonim and achronim all hold the correct thing to do in this case, that you took a 30-minute nap during the day. It's a hefsek. You have terminated your birkas haTorah, and then you make a new one. Right, v'chein cost of hagra, right, v'chein hetik achai adam v'lahalacha. After pre megadim mashmer de nuchal lismoch al haminhag hazeh shlo levarich. You could rely upon the minhag not to make a bracha. Al kol ponim near a pasha to somech al kol apoyskim shehizkinu mavarich lo hivsi. So if you want to rely upon all these, you know, so the whole, this is one of those strange things we have. Basically, everyone says you should perhaps make the bracha. Yet the minhag is developed not to make the bracha. So what does a person do if they have rested? So then one should have in mind during the bracha Avas Olam by Mariv that will serve also as their birchas haTorah, and then learn like one pasuk.
But if we learn before Mariv, it's the
track. Eve, you're right. Even though let's imagine the yeshiva has a night seder at 10:30. I mean, it has Mariv after night seder at 10:30, 11 o'clock, right? So according to that, you're learning all the yuras, yes, but nevertheless, the minhag is not to make a birchas haTorah on that, right? This comes up, interestingly, on Shavuos. So the whole hak is, you know, what's going to be for Birkas HaTorah? If a person would take a nap on Erev Shavuos for a half hour, so according to the Choladeus, you'd be allowed to make a bracha on Shavuos morning. You follow? Because right. If it was hafsek, you had your hafsek already. If it wasn't, if it was just for that 24-hour period, so you had your 24-hour period again. So that's what's brought down here in Yud Aleph. Okay, Yud Beis. Afim lomei belaila halaila holichachar hayom. Even if you're going to learn at night, so just like korbanos, the nighttime follows the daytime. Sheover ve'ena itzorech lachzul levorich kolzman shelo yoshein. So you do not have to make a new bracha at shkia. Says you don't have to make a new bracha for the new day. You could rely upon your bracha that we said this morning, and that will carry even through the nighttime. Mishnah Berurah says belaila in chavav. Even if for every reason didn't get the opportunity to learn, didn't come to Dirshu in the morning, didn't get a chance to learn all day. Sha'over, the nighttime fact, went past, right? Shakozman shehi neor, the whole time you're awake, muto alav lilmot. Kozman sheish lo panai. That any time a person has free time to learn, they should be learning. Ve'in the hefsek, hesek adas, choshet hefsek le'in in birkas haTorah. So that's not considered to be any hefsek adas. I'm sorry, a hefsek. If a person wasn't learning, but if you have the opportunity to be learning, then one should, in fact. Chaf ches shlo yoshin. If you don't sleep, roitz lo mishnas keva. Like Michael said, right, 30 minutes. Aval im yoshin shnas keva al mitos lafila betechilas alayla choshev hefsek. So now, at the beginning of the nighttime, if you did take a nap, that certainly would be a hefsek. Vafila yeshomer sif ale yud aleph moed bezet. Even the yeshomer who we saw before and says you're not, that was only by the daytime. But by nighttime, even they would agree that you have to make a new bracha. Imai neir kol halayla. Now, what do you do when you're up all night long, right? Vyeshomerim de ain't sarach levarach bavokis. Some hold you wouldn't have to make that bracha in the morning, Right? That's why someone's always trying to find someone to potter you from for Birkas Torah in the morning. Says the Namach, okay, maybe you should make the bracha. This is just like any other bracha you make every single day on the recreation of the world. So if you have a doubt, you shouldn't make it. Ach, im efshalof, it's possible. Yir lishmo birchas haTorah me'acher v'yom alo shi'chavin lahutzia b'habrachos. Right, that's what we do. We ask someone else to have us in mind when they make them. V'hu yechavin l'teis v'yane omen. So you have to have both. This is true in any times when somebody's moitzi you. The person who's making the bracha has to have you in mind, like by Kiddush, and the person who's listening to the bracha has to have in mind to be yoitzi with that. V'yomer achakach eze psukim kadeshia nechshav lo b'mokam b'imutz. You should say a few psukim, that's like your Talmud Torah. O yechavin l'teis v'yurchas ahav rabba, or you should have in mind to be yoitzi your birkas haTorah by the bracha by Kriyashma. V'yomer takeof ma'at acher shesayim tefilasa. So you say even in one pasuk after davening that would work because that shows that it's you're doing it else. Limud haTorah, not alts tefila. Ve'im haya yoshein beyom shnas keva al mitoso. If you took a half hour nap during the daytime, right? Not that you fell asleep in chair, you went, you lie down. Uva laila shel acharav haya neir kol halaila, and now you are up all night long. Pasuk hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger duvezed chuli al matzorich levorich baboker birchas haTorah. According to everybody, now as we explained that, you yotzi both shitas that you would definitely have to make.
Naps during the day, not just during night.
Correct. This is during the daytime. Yes. This is the Arab. This is Arab Shavuos.
Shavuos people intentionally nap because they want to be up all night Shavuos. So
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So if a person would take a half hour nap, this is what Rabbi Akiva is saying. He's saying half hour nap. So you satisfied both the tinnies of the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rosh that you were now required according to Everett to make a new bracha.
And the same thing also, if you're up all night and then take a nap in the daytime. Like in the morning, and you know, you're up all night, and then it gets light, and you go and you take a nap, and it's the opposite. Instead of taking the nap first, and then came night, you did the opposite. Night came first.
Correct.
Correct.
So no, I'm just saying you stayed up all night, and then now it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Right, you go to sleep for three hours, and you're going to dive at 9 o'clock.
So it's the same thing in reverse.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last line. The ein birkas avas olam. Shall arvis poteris im lo lomad miyad acher hatzefilas. That only works if you learn right afterwards. So then you could just again, it's not the real. It doesn't have to be an intense eon seder. It could be psukim, and even bin yichazor like Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And I was bringing down just saying over repeating one pasuk of in the Kriyashma that you would be yotze with. Okay, we'll stop here for today.